Oasis, yes, they're back after 16 years. That's as long as Meath have waited to get to an All-Ireland semi-final. The Gallagher brothers back on stage together in Cardiff tonight, coming to Croke Park next month. Here's one Dubliner who couldn't wait. Ian Brennan, he's in Wales, talking to our reporter Scott Stevens.
I always say there hasn't been a band since Oasis that has influenced a generation of people like they have. I am buzzing beyond belief.
And what would you like to hear played at that concert?
Personally, I'd like to hear a lot of the B-sides, but I think there's a fat chance of that happening. But I would love to hear Gas Panic. I would love to hear Let's All Make Believe, Stay Young. You name it. I've, as I always say, Oasis are probably one of the few bands I can think of where there's no such thing as a bad Oasis set list.
Why are you seeing them in Cardiff? Could you not get tickets for Dublin?
Yeah, I'm actually going to Sunday in Dublin, pitch standing. I tried for Cardiff tickets because it's the first gig back. I have to see. I missed the whole first wave of Oasis, for want of a better word, because I was too young. But now I'm catching the comeback. Now I'm on board. So I thought to myself, I wouldn't sleep at night knowing I couldn't be there the first night they come back. So that's why I had to try and get tickets. And I'm one of the lucky few that got tickets to see the biggest comeback since Jesus.
That's Ian Brennan, buzzing. Not there the first time round for many of us. This is a second coming. Let's cross to Cardiff. Caitlin Parr is LBC's Wales correspondent. Morning, Caitlin.
Morning, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
Are there many at the stadium already this morning?
There are. We've had people camping here pretty much all week. Security guards have moved them up now to the gates of the stadium, so excitement is certainly
all
building.
All week?
They've definitely been here since Monday. We were speaking to some fans Monday and Tuesday who have been hanging out. They've been staying in Cardiff, making the most of the city, trying to soak up some atmosphere.
What sort of age are they? Are these people who, like Ian, this is their first time seeing Oasis?
I think so. There's a lot of people here in their 20s. I mean, there's people from all around the world as well. We've heard of fans who've come over from the USA. We've been speaking to French fans this morning. So people of all ages from all over, really. And as Ian said, you know, eyes of the world on Cardiff tonight, not just because it's a phenomenal stadium and such an exciting gig, but their first time on stage together in 16 years. So a really big deal.
Now, from the people who've been camping out all week and from those who've been sharing all sorts of rumours, what can people expect tonight? What's the set list going to be like?
Well, as you say, no official word on the set list, of course. They're being quite tight-lipped about it. But as you say, we have heard previews of quite a lot of songs being sound-checked throughout the week. The Principality Stadium roof has been open and you've been able to hear loud and clear. And songs that you would expect, Rock and Roll Star, we've been hearing Don't Look Back in Anger, Roll With It, my personal favourite, Champagne Supernova, just to name a few. But we haven't heard of any of those fan favourites like Stop Crying Your Heart Out. So a lot of fans probably a bit disappointed that that one's not on there at the moment. But of course, they'll have to wait until they're inside later to hear the final set list.
Yeah, it's been rumoured that it's going to include Effing in the Bushes, Hello, Acquiesce, Morning Glory, Some Might Say, Cigarettes and Alcohol, yes, Fade Away, Supersonic, Roll With It, Bring It On Down, Talk Tonight, Half the World Away, Little by Little. What else have we got? Do You Know What I Mean? Stand By Me, Cast No Shadow, Slide Away, Whatever, Live Forever, Rock and Roll Star, The Master Plan, Don't Look Back in Anger, Wonderwall and Champagne Supernova. That's about 2 hours worth, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, they're expected to be on stage around 8 o'clock, quarter past eight, and the curfew at the stadium is half ten. So you can do the maths there. About 2 hours worth of music. And as you say, it's sounding pretty packed already.
Why does this band mean so much to people? I mean, particularly for people who are queuing, who weren't there the first time round.
Absolutely. I mean, as we say, there's plenty of people here in their 20s, 30s that missed that first wave. But they are so important to Britpop culture. They've got so many Welsh connections as well. I mean, their first three albums all mixed by Welshmen. We've had What's the Story, Morning Glory recorded in Monmouthshire in the famous Rockfield studio. So a huge connection to Wales as well, and Welsh fans and fans from around the world excited as well.
Are you going?
No, we're not, unfortunately. Aww. We did try. No, we're gutted. But excited to be soaking up the atmosphere this morning. I mean, Cardiff is absolutely buzzing. You can't go into a bar already, given it's before 9 o'clock, without hearing Oasis tracks. So you can imagine what it'll be like 5 o'clock when the doors open.
No sign of a row during those sound checks, no?
Not yet. I think that's part of the reason why the eyes are on Cardiff, just to see how they get on stage, you know. But no sign of a row so far. It's been sounding fantastic. We've had them testing all sorts. We've had light displays over the city in the middle of the night, testing out sort of drone displays, spelling out the Oasis logo over the city centre. And Cardiff is quite a small city, as you'll know if you've ever been. So you could see it from far and wide. Just amazing.
Caitlin, thank you. Let's hope they keep it together and don't kill each other before they get to Dublin. Let's play out with some Oasis.